يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله يا
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We turn to our segment on Surah Yasin. You know, last night, if you're following the local Taraweeh, so they will be finishing on the 29th, and you've reached just till before Wama Liyala. So you've read the beginning, just that first two pages of Surah Yasin. We've mentioned to you that Surah Yasin is Qalbul Quran, it is the heart of the Quran Sharif. And just a matter of motivation for one and all is that the heart of the Quran Sharif, you should put it in your heart and store it in your heart too. Make it a point. You've read it so many times. You know it. But perhaps you just need to do some revision. You need to do some going back and checking. And sometimes we think we know something, but maybe we do not know it. So take out that time. Let's take it as we are learning perhaps these verses of the Quran Sharif of Surah Yasin. Let's make it a point that we also back it up with some memorization and we keep on going back. This can be, who knows, just that small little action which you consider it to be small. But in the eyes or in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is major due to your sincereness. So we turn to verse number 12 of Surah Yasin. And أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Remember, before you recite the Quran Sharif, Surah An-Nahl, that is chapter number 16, verse number 98. فإذا قرأت القرآن فاستعذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. When you recite the Quran Sharif, then seek protection with Allah Azza wa Jal from Shaitan the accursed, the rejected. So بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We turn to verse number 12. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ. Surely we will give new life to the dead, and we are recording whatever deeds, we are recording whatever, meaning deeds, they send ahead, and whatever effects they leave behind. And everything is fully computed by us in a manifest source book. So in this verse, Inna nahnu nuhil mauta, verily we will give new life to the dead. You lived, you passed away, you were in your qabr, we will resurrect you, new life. Speak to many people, even who claim to be following certain religions. And when you ask them, what's your belief with regards to the afterlife? Do you believe there's reckoning? Or you can just walk about, do anything, everything, please everyone, everything, your nafs, yourself, everyone? Or do you think there's going to be a reckoning? Most, even those claiming to follow, deen is only Islam. The rest is all batil. But even if they claim to be following that, they will still tell you, but we don't believe that there is life after death. So you think all of this was just created for no reason? You pose these questions, get them on that level of thinking a little bit. Let them use the aqal. And this is what we have to do, O believers. That we have to use the Quran Sharif, find smart ways. Today you say smartphone, smart this, smart. Why can't you find a smart way? What happened to your smarty attitude? What happened to that? When it is time to presenting that which there's ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, absolutely no doubt in, but we haven't taken out the time to speak. And step into the minds of people to make them think that, look, there is something called the truth, the Quran Sharif, Al-Haqq. Allah Azza wa Jal is Al-Haqq. and the speech, this is the kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal. Quran is Al-Furqan, another name for the Quran Sharif. The separator, the differentiator between Haqq and Batil. So, present to them, why haven't we found these ways? So in this verse, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, we will give new life to the dead. A point of note here too. You see, if you look at all these theories, Darwin's theory that we came from apes, it's a satanic theory if you look at it, right? But what's the objective? Why would Shaitan put such pressure on a human being to go about to say such absurd statements? What's the objective in this? Of course, he's got some motive, and his motive is to take you away from passing away with Iman. That is his motive. He wants followers, which he's going to eventually ditch, what you say in your words. He ditched me. So he wants followers, which he is eventually going to abandon and disown eventually. So you become a temporary follower of his, with no substance. You know, on the Battle of Badr, he promised the kuffar, I'm going to help you. I'm your protector. When the time came, he fled. That is Shaitan. That is him. He flees. He runs away. When push comes to shove, when the reality comes, when it will come on the day of Qiyamah too, he will say, I didn't do anything. Who told you to do that? I just whispered, but you carried out the act. Don't come to me now. So why do we, and you'll see later in Surah Yasin, Allah Azza wa Jal says, do not worship Shaitan. Other places, do not do shirk, do not. But here, Allah Azza wa Jal, you'll see later in the verse that we'll mention it there, he says, do not worship Shaitan, satanic cult. This is exactly what is happening out there. People are coming out and they're saying, we worship Shaitan. They say it clearly in those words. Previously, you wouldn't find this so much. Abu Jahl, we haven't found a statement of his where he says, I worship Shaitan. Right? And if there is, you can inform me. But I haven't come across a statement of that. So all these people, but they didn't ever say directly, we're worshipping Shaitan. Darwin's theory, if you look at it, just the point here, it is satanic, but you have to see Shaitan's vision. Where is he casting his net? What does he want out of this? Is it just know that insan must walk about saying we believe that we come from apes? So it's absurd to you, but I want you to understand, and it's absurd to any believer. It should be. So, you know, they said this one child, they indoctrinated him in school, and he was a bit shocked. He didn't take on too well with it. He came back home, he told his mother, you know what? They said this in school, that we come from apes. The mother said, yeah, that's true, because she was also infected with the secularism disease. So the child was shocked. Now the mother's also saying the same thing. So he went to the father and said, Father, beloved father, this is what my mother said. So the father was clever. He said, you know what? Yeah, tell her that Nana and Nani, they come from that side. Your dada and your daddy, no. They come from Adam alayhi salam. The son was chuckling and he had a good laugh. Because that sounds most appropriate. How can a believer even fall for such an absurd belief? Anyway, even a normal human being, it's beyond, anyway, but let's deal with things as it is. So, what does Shaitan want out of this year? Shaitan wants that because you've negated, you see what we always say, how will we be resurrected? So the answer we give, how were we created from nothing? How were we created from absolutely nothing? Allah Azza wa Jal, who created us from absolutely nothing, is the same Allah who will give us life again. That is Allah Azza wa Jal. Here is it, yeah. Inna nahnu nuhyi al-mawta. So shaitan, now this is where we get to. What does shaitan want about this? So he removes that doubt that, oh, Allah can create from nothing. So for Allah to create us again after we've been created is nothing difficult. You'll see verses of the Quran mentions this. So shaitan wants to dispel that ideology that you were created from nothing. So what does he do? He comes up with this fabrication, and in the name of Darwin, he comes up with this satanic theory. That is why we said it's satanic. He comes out with this and says, no, you came from apes. And if you go into the real Darwinism theory, so what happened before apes came? What happened before that? You'll see that they speak about atoms, you know, particles, small parts. So you hit the ground and you see all these particles coming up. Dust. And they say it evolved into this. Then it evolved into that. And evolved into that. And evolved, keeps on evolving until we became human beings. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah wa tubu ilayh. We have to make istighfar for this. And at the same time, make shukr Allah Azza wa Jal has granted you iman. You do not understand the value of iman. You do not. We do not. And we won't until our eyes closes. It's like this. And this is what I was saying to my children, that iman, do you know what is iman? Imagine I gave you such a gift. Every day you look at that gift. And you honor it and you say, this is the best gift. And you always want to do something for me because I gave you such a beautiful gift. And I know I can't do that. But dear, I'm just making you think. Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted you iman. And He's going to grant you. I asked one of my children that what's the best thing you want? She said, a palace. So I said, even a palace will stress you out because you need workers. Palace in Jannah is what you should say, because that is your ultimate success. So years that you've got iman and you can now move forward, progress in this field. How much you want, it depends on you and your actions. That is the real reality. Moving on. So shaitan comes with this belief, this false notion. And he says, you came from apes. So he already dispels from your mind that, oh, we were created the first time. So particle upon particle. All of this falsehood upon falsehood. Just so that when you pass away, you must pass away in kufr. When you've rejected that Allah created you first, now at the end, of course, badarja ola, you're going to say that you are not going to be created again. So this is what shaitan wants. We have to dispel all these thoughts. And inshallah, we need to go towards iman. That is why. Then you move forward with this verse 12, Surah Yasin. وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ. And we are recording whatever deeds they send ahead and whatever effects they leave behind. Athar. Before it would be difficult to understand this verse, but today you are able to track your footsteps. You get a step tracker, tells you how many steps you took during the day. I say, oh, menfolk, calculate. You know, there's no time to do so. But take more, motivate yourself to take more steps to the masjid, because this is ideally that vision which you want. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, ittaqu firasat al-mu'min, fa innahu yanduru bi nurillah. Beware of the vision of the believer, because he sees with the light of Allah. The narration of Tirmidhi. So effects, when you're walking on the beachfront and you see all the footsteps. Just this morning they said, Durban, there is so much of all this that is on the along the ocean, and all the filth that is there, it is unbelievable. The article is here, Durban has collapsed. Sewage is now flowing in the once famed Durban beachfront. The sewage is flowing from a manhole across the pavement, blocking off access to the pier. And they say, Easter weekend. You know, Easter weekend. For the Christians, and for Durban, that before was a great thing. Now it's in sewage. See how Allah changes situations. Anyway, when you're walking on the beachfront, you see those footsteps. You're walking, and you're leaving a trail. Leave a trail of goodness. This is what Allah is saying. It can be bad, it can be good, but we're saying, leave a trail of goodness. وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ. Then Allah says, وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ. And everything is fully computed by us in a manifest source book. Everything is recorded. Nothing is left out. So make sure what is being recorded is good. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله.